Now, here's one, an unusual track from a lady known Phil Campbell. I don't think I've played Phil Campbell before. She's singing a song, and it's one of these lyric-y songs, as I call them. There's lots of words all falling over each other. Johnny the Daisy Man or Johnny the Journeyman. Now, if you can keep up with this, you're a better man than me, Gunga Din.
Wish I had Johnny the journeyman. Wish I had Johnny the journeyman. We'd tramp it all day, we'd be happy and gay, and my life would be idle and easy. Oh, I'll make tea for you, old man. I'll make coffee for me, old man. Tea for you and coffee for me, with the whiskey for Johnny the journeyman. Here's to Johnny the daisy, oh. Polished his boots so neatly, oh, with his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for coaxing the ladies, oh. I wish you were dead in your grave, old man. Oh, I wish you were dead in your grave, old man. I wish you were dead with a stone at your head, and that way I could marry the journeyman. The soup in the pot for me, old man. Soup in the pot for you, old man. Soup for me, the bones for you, but the chicken for Johnny the journeyman. Here's to Johnny the daisy, oh. Polished his bits so neatly, oh, with his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for coats and the ladies, oh. I wish I was single and free again, and my man would never get me again. But says to the day and but says to the way that I jilted Johnny the journeyman. I wish that I never was wed, oh man, to yourself and your old feather bed, oh man. A drop in your eye and a tear in a sty, and you keep me away from the journeyman. Here's to Johnny the daisy, oh. Polished his bits so neatly, oh. With his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for coats and the ladies, oh. You were in jail, old man. Wish that you were in jail, old man. If you were in jail, then I'd give you no bail, and that would suit Johnny the journeyman. Oh, wish I had Johnny the journeyman. Wish I had Johnny the journeyman. With his weekly pay, we'd be happy and gay, and my life would be idle and easy. Oh, here's to Johnny the daisy, oh. Polished his boots so neatly, oh. With his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for coats and the ladies, oh. To Johnny the daisy, oh. Polished his boots so neatly, oh. With his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for coats and the ladies, oh. Here's to Johnny the daisy, oh. Polished his boots so neatly, oh. With his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for coats and the ladies, oh. Here's to Johnny the daisy, oh. Polished his boots so neatly, oh. With his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for...
Or words to that effect. Now, in the 60s, about 1964, I took up a position in a local restaurant about 4 or 5 miles from where I live. I was working there 6 nights a week, playing, it was an electronic organ at the time, and entertaining. Well, that's what I thought anyway. But one evening, the proprietor came to me and said, Joe, we were thinking of having cabaret as well as you. You do maybe an hour and a half, and then we'd have cabaret for 3/4 of an hour, and then you could come back on again. And I was quite in favour of that. So he said, would you look after the booking of the cabaret, different groups? And I thought, well, yes. Now, the type of restaurant it was, it was rather quiet, very select. Well, why wouldn't it be with me working there? Stop it, Joe, and get on with the program. And one of the groups I had heard a lot of talk about was a group called Emmett Spiceland, three lads with guitars. And at the time, the folk scene was just building up here in Ireland, the ballad scene and the folk scene. And there were lots of new acts coming on scene. And one of the acts, as I say, was Emmett Spiceland, and I rang the guy that was looking after them, and he said, yes, they'd be delighted to come out. And when they came out and I met them, there were three very shy, unassuming young men, no nonsense about them, and they sang everything. They sang Irish, they sang English folk songs, Irish, Scottish, and some of their own material. Wonderful. And I was delighted when their first recording, they sent me out a copy, and it was this. This is their interpretation, they being the Emmett Spiceland and Mary from Donegal.
Oh, then fare thee well, sweet Donegal, the Rosses and we thaw. I'm crossing the main ocean where the foaming billows roar. It breaks my heart from you to part, where I spend many happy days. Farewell to kind relations. I am bound for America. Oh, then Mary, you're my heart's delight, my pride and only care. It was your cruel father would not let me stay there, but absence makes a heart grow fond, and when I am over the main, may the Lord protect my darling girl till I return again. Seated on the grass, and by my side a bottle of wine, and on my knee a lass. I'd
Mary from Dunlow, from Emmett Spiceland. Joe has been taken to task by a young lady. Well, you see, I got this email during the week from Sue. And Sue says, Joe, you play all the big Irish artists on your programme. The Daniel O'Donnells and the Dolores Keynes. And what was the other one she mentioned? She mentioned another one. But she said, you rarely play one of the biggest icons in Irish music. For years, you rarely play Joe Dolan. Well, I have to hold my hand up, Sue, and says, you're quite right. This may not be everybody's cup of tea, but Joe Dolan was one of the greatest performers this country has ever produced. And I say that without fear of contradiction. But I'm sure there will be contradiction. But Joe Dolan was a wonderful entertainer. That's the way I can sum Joe up. He started, as I think I may have told you before, he started life as a very young lad. Now, I think he might have still been in his teens when he joined the Drifters show band from Mullingar. And then they were very, very popular, sweeping the country wherever they played. And then Joe went out on his own and became a huge star, died at a very early age in my book, but a gentleman. I had the pleasure of meeting him twice, and he, well, He handled, as I say, himself very well with the media the day I was with him, because they were tearing strips off him about some story that had appeared, which was a load of rubbish. But for Sue, enough of my prattle, for Sue, I'm going to play Joe Dolan, and maybe in future I play more Joe Dolan, and more, and more, and more. I said it before on Sounds Irish that Joe Dolan always reminds me of Greek music, and I'm sure he could have sung a lot of Greek songs very, very well indeed, and the arrangement were very Greek sounding as well. That's just my opinion on it. Now, the beauty of doing a program like Sounds Irish, you can change the styles, you can have ballads, you can have traditional country and Irish rock and roll, all those styles. Here we're going to change the style again, because I want to tell you, well, I'm not going to tell you, New Barleycorn are going to tell you about the River Laggan. The River Laggan, Belfast is on the River Laggan, and it's in a wonderful river, and it flows through industrial parts of Northern Ireland and from wonderful scenic places as well. But I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get a round of applause and let New Barleycorn tell you all about it.
Well, this next song, ladies and gentlemen, traces the flow of the River Laggan from its source in Slieve Croob right down to Belfast Lough, and it's called My Laggan Softly Flowing.
In the morning, the sun begins to rise, reflecting on her waters, the movement of the sky. As slowly she rolls onwards, disturbed I cannot see, through fields and rolling meadows, as local industry. My Laggan, she flows softly from Slieve Croob down to the sea, through Dunmore and Drumara and close by Achillea, through Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends. The years pass slowly onwards, and changes soon unfold. No more horses pulling the barges filled with coal. The old blockades have rotted, the pathways overgrown, but still I love to see her as slowly she grows old.
Come on, Longus.
My Laggan, she flows softly from Slieve Croob down to the sea, through Dunmore and Drumara and close by Achillea, through Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends. Oh, memories, they are precious, and they are brought to light as you walk along the towpath in the evening's fading light. But even now the nightlife begins a brand new day, a ripple on the surface, and a trout swims on her way.
All together.
My Laggan, she flows softly from Slieve Croob down to the sea, through Dunmore and Drumara and close by Achillea, through Lisburn down to Hilden, Lambeg and then Shaw's Bridge, to Belfast salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends. To Belfast salty waters, where her lonesome journey ends.
Lovely song there. Thank you very much.
Now we come to one of those wonderful tracks from a recently acquired album of Mick Maloney. The album is called McNally's Row of Flats. Now, come on, you remember, I've played a couple of tracks from it already. And this is a good bit of advice here. It says, never take the horseshoe from the door. Now, you all know, I'm sure every country in the world knows that horseshoes bring luck. Well, they're supposed to, anyway. Whether I'm not so much sure about the horse, but certainly to humans, it brings luck. And this the way this song is put across. It's wonderfully done by Mick Maloney, because there's a sort of a umpa-umpa band with it as well. And it's one of those, I think, New York-Irish-type songs, vaudeville stroke. Now, I may be wrong on this, but that's the way I feel about it. And the way Mick does it, I think it's simply wonderful. Here, never take the horseshoe from the door, and listen to the lyrics. How often do you hear me say that?
There's a story handed down in Irish history, far beyond the days of Brian Boru, that the best of luck is always waiting for you if you pick up on the road a horse's shoe. When first I threw me eye upon Cordelia, the many years we're married seemed a few. 'Twas in me father's home in Tipperary, I was nailing on the door a horse's shoe. Then gathered the family round me Sunday morning, let the babies roll upon the floor. So one and all, I give you timely warning, never take the horseshoe from the door. The only time I had domestic troubles, 'twas with my little wife that I adore. She was bringing in a crowd of her relations, and I found the horseshoe lying on the floor. Though I never give away to superstition, her relations kept me in the devil's stew. Until I gathered courage and I wailed them, it comes from finding of the horse's shoe. Then gathered the family round me Sunday morning, let the babies roll upon the floor. So one and all, I give you timely warning, never take the horseshoe from the door. I offer you a bit of consolation, you husbands that are keeping up a crew of a lazy set of vagabond relations, I offer you this horse's iron shoe. For there's a story handed down in Irish history, far beyond the days of Brian Boru, that the best of luck is always waiting for you if you pick up on the road a horse's shoe. Then gather the family round me Sunday morning, let the babies roll upon the floor. So one and all, I give you timely warning, never take the horseshoe from the door. Then gather the family round me Sunday morning, let the babies roll upon the floor. So one and all, I give you timely warning, never take the horseshoe from the door.
Didn't that have a lovely sort of early 1900s sound about it? I thought it was wonderful. Never take the horseshoe from the door, from Mick Maloney. Now, the Dublin City Ramblers, as regular Sounds Irish listeners will know, one of Joe Bollett's favourite ballad groups. And I think the last time I played this song, somebody said to me, why don't you play more Dublin City Ramblers? You know, I think I put them in on every Sounds Irish program, most weeks anyway, do I not? Anyway, here they are with their interpretation of The Bold Old Donoghue.
Well, here I am from Paddy's land, the land of fire and elm. I broke the hearts of all the girls from miles of Dublin town. And when they hear that I'm a war, they raise a hullabaloo. When they hear about the handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue,
for I'm the boy to please her. I'm the boy to tease her. I'm the boy to squeeze her. And I'll tell you what I do. I'll curd her like an Irish man to be broken, Blarney too. As me amateur, Mulligan, Smulligan, Holligan, Mulligan, Bellmo, Bellmo, who?
I wish my love was a red, red rose grown on the garden wall. I need to be a dewdrop, and upon her brow I'd fall. Perhaps now she might think of me as a rather heavy Jew. The more she loved that handsome lad that they call out on the hill.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. But I'll court her like an Irish man, and be broke and blarney too. As me amateur, Mulligan, Smulligan, Holligan, Mulligan, Pelvo, Pelvo, who?
That Queen Victoria has a daughter fine and grand. Perhaps she'd take it into her head for to marry an Irish man. If I could only get the chance to have a word or two, I'm sure she'd take a notion to the belt out on the hoof.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. But I'll curd her like an Irish man, be grown and barely too. As me amateur, Rolligan, Swalligan, Holligan, Holligan, belt out on the hoof. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her. I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll curd her like an Irish man, and be grown and barely too. As me amateur, Rolligan, Swalligan, Holligan, Holligan, belt out on the hoof.
Now, this next piece is rather unusual. A couple of weeks ago, I told you I got myself an album by Carmel Quinn, and I told you that Carmel Quinn was the wife of Bill Fuller, who was a big promoter in Irish-American circles. And we went to the United States in 1960-61, and Bill was the promoter, and I happened to meet Carmel, his wife, at the time. Now, but Carmel was a good cabaret act in her own right, and she could sing, but she also used to recite poetry. And I want to play Carmel reciting one of the poems. It's a beautiful, sad song. Let me explain. I think I played Brendan O'Dowda singing a version of this some months ago. But you can imagine that the couple, the old couple, back on the farm, we'd say in Mayo or Sligo or Galway, and the children have all gone away. The farm couldn't sustain them because the famine came, the blight came on the potatoes, and all the children went away and left the old couple. And the children would send money home every month or every quarter, and that kept the old people going and kept the farm maybe alive. But even so, the children had gone, the poor mother couldn't get over the fact that they had gone and couldn't get used to the fact that they had gone. Here's Carmel Quinn reciting for us, and the children are away.
Myself drawing water and my old man out of the plough. No grown-up son or daughter, that's the way we're farming now. No work and little pleasure was the cry before they went. Well, now they've plenty in full measure, so I ought to be content. Great wages men is given in that land beyond the sea, but 'tis lonely, lonely living when the children are away. To see a baby in the cradle with blue eyes and curly hair, oh, God knows I'd give a great deal to see little Peter there. Oh, no doubt he'd find it funny lying here upon my arm, him that's making the big money on a California farm. 6 pounds it was, or 7, he sent last quarter day, but 'tis lonely. Lonely living when the children are away. God is good, oh, none better, and the devil might be worse. Each month there comes a letter bringing something for the parse. And my old man's heart rejoices when I read they're doing fine. But it's, oh, to hear their voices and to feel their hand in mine. To see the cattle grazing and the young ones making hay, ah, it's a lonely land to live in when the children are away. And when the shadows to be fallen on the old man there and me, 'tis hard to keep from calling, come in, children, to your tea. I can almost hear them coming, Mary, Kate, and little Sean. Ah, but I'm the foolish woman. Sure, they've all grown up and gone. Oh, that our sins may be forgiven and not one go astray. Do you know, I doubt I'll stay in heaven if the children are away.
Now, wasn't that lovely? I thought so, anyway. I want to tell you now, well, I'm not going to tell you, Dermot O'Brien is going to tell you about the story of Jack Duggan. Jack Duggan, who came from Castlemaine down in County Kerry, and he headed off to Australia. And then, well, he got himself into some little difficulties, you see. Well, he robbed the rich, which was very naughty of him, but he paid them to the poor. And, well, he became known as the Wild Colonial Boy. But his deeds caught up with him in the end, and he was shot. But here's Dermot O'Brien with a lively version of the Wild Colonial Boy.
Oh, there was a wild colonial boy, Jack Duggan was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, and his mother's pride and joy. And dearly did his parents love the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home and to Australia's sunny shore he was inclined to roam. He robbed the rich to help the poor, he stabbed James McAvoy. A terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. One morning on the prairie, as Jackie rode along, he was listening to the mockingbird singing his cheerful song. Up came three mounted troopers, Kelly, Davis, and Fitzroy. They'd all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy.
Surrender now, Jack Duggan,
for you see we're 3-1. Surrender in the Queen's high name, you are the plundering son. Jack pulled two pistols from his belt and proudly waved them high.
I'll fight, but not surrender,
said the wild colonial boy. He fired a shot at Kennedy, which brought him to the ground. And turning then to Davis, he received a fair the pistol on Fitzroy. And that was how they captured him, the wild, the lonely old boy.
One of the most talented musicians ever to come out of Ireland there, Dermot O'Brien, and his version of the Wild Colonial Boy. Dermot, no longer with us, he's gone to God, but he left a wonderful musical legacy behind him. Well, my good friends, that's Sounds Irish for this week. I had a wonderful time putting it together, and I hope you've had half as much fun listening to it. I'd just like to say, a bit belatedly, a very hearty welcome to all my new Facebook friends that are listening to the programme. If you'd like to join me on Facebook and become one of my friends, I'd be delighted to have you along. Friends, this is Joe Bollett saying, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. Listen, I just want to apologise also for the voice, but I think it just held out to the end. Take care of yourselves. Don't forget the email address, everton274@sky.com. Everton 274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, take care. God bless. Travel safely. Slán. Bye.